Isaiah 53, verse 6. I want to start with verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. All we. How many? How many? All we like sheep have gone astray. Now, when we were in Scotland, we watched the sheep. They have large flocks of sheep there. And in the valleys, they fence them in. But if you go up towards the fence, the sheep scatter. And if one moves, they all move. It's kind of interesting. We were down at a production, a play, and they use live sheep. And the flock, they were not fenced in. They were not, you know, lassoed, tied in any way. But they had one sheep with a lasso, a rope around it by the neck. And every time they moved that one sheep, everybody moved. I had such a picture. You ought to go get you a book on sheep and read it. So interesting. I'm not talking about a deep spiritual book. I'm just talking about four-footed beasts, you know. And so they moved the sheep all the way across a large arena just by moving one. And they drug that one along. It's not that he was too willing, but he couldn't escape. He was lassoed. And everybody followed. The minute he moved, all the other sheep follow. Well, when you go up to the fence and one sheep notices you, he runs. They're very frightened. And everybody runs. Does that sound familiar? Like love not the world? Evil companionships corrupt good manners. Well, in the mountains, their mountains don't have any trees. They're basically rock. They're very barren except in the winter when it snows. And it's very cold there. And in the winter, everything goes into the barn. But that time of year, there were sheep on the hillside. And on the hills, they're not fenced in. And so on the highway, you have the sign that says, watch for the sheep. Sheep crossing, watch for the sheep, be careful of the sheep. That's a road sign. But you'd see a sheep here, and you wouldn't see another one for miles. Standing around the edge of the road. Or you'd look across the hills, and you can see a good distance when there's no trees. And there'd be one here, and maybe a mile or two down there, there's two or three more. I was very interested in that. That means that sheep, where's the flock? Because we had been to the pastures and seen them in flocks. They were all together. They were fenced in, and everybody moved together. Everybody was frightened together. Everybody went astray together. But on the hillsides, you know, it's like every man for himself. Here's a sheep. I thought, where are your friends? No friends, just by himself. I asked, I said, because they shear the sheep, and some were sheared and some were not. I said, how are you going to gather all those sheep? I mean, that shepherd would have to walk or drive or ride, whatever they do. For miles and miles, I'm talking tens or hundreds of miles to gather in all the sheep. I'm telling you, that's how scattered they are. One here, one here. We rode through the mountains for a good number of miles. And the whole way saw just a sheep here, sheep there. Doing its own thing. Well, they send out the dogs. These marvelous dogs. And they send out the dogs, and the dogs gather in all those sheep. It's absolutely fascinating. And the man's back at the barn waiting for the sheep to come in. And that dog will gather up sheep here, surely have several dogs, and go 10 miles down there, gather up two or three there. And eventually that dog will have all of those sheep, because basically they put everything up for the winter except the long-haired cattle. They have long-haired cattle. Have you seen those? They're cute. They have hair that drags the ground, like a Shih Tzu or some of our dogs, you know. They stay on the hills in the winter. Everything else is in the barn. Well, when you see this verse, all we, how many of us? All. How many?
All.
Have gone astray. You have two things going on here, the group following the crowd, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the group doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. The mavericks, the independents. Mm-hmm. And then those that love the world, do what the world's doing it. You know, that's the everybody's doing it routine. Now, when Jesus comes to rescue, he's going to rescue all. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. He's going to rescue the sheep that are doing their own thing and the sheep that are doing what everybody else is doing that's wrong. And he's going to do that through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Now, that word laid is very, very interesting. It is the word intercession.